Model Test 2. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
11. We have a complete range of famous brands here. How about this one? It's an Amiga.
I'm afraid that I'm not interested in watches with metal watch bands.
Question. Which is the right statement according to the conversation? What did you think of Tokyo?
Thrilling, but not very attractive. All the buildings are grey and ugly, and it's very crowded, of course.
Question. What does the man think of Tokyo? Drop me at the Manhattan post office, please.
Well, that's an hour's ride. Why not just post your mail here?
Question. Who is the woman probably speaking to?
Didn't I tell you over and over again that you wouldn't be able to climb the mountain unless you got enough sleep?
You did, but I can't help it.
Question. What do we know from the conversation?
Please do... Wait a moment. I don't feel like going out for breakfast. Can we call room service?
Why not? What would you like for breakfast?
Question. What will a man do?
This is a good seat. I'm glad you suggested the move. Here in the front section, we can look out and enjoy the scenery. If you get a seat in the middle of the plane, the wings block your view.
You feel the plane moving? Are we taking off now? Listen, the girls are giving instructions.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
I want to go to the Chinese visa office in Central. It's by the Hong Kong Park. Here, it's marked on this map.
Okay, I know where you mean.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? The weather forecast said that we would have another wonderful day tomorrow. Shall we go and climb Mount Chai?
Good idea, but we'd better leave very early or else we'll get caught in the traffic.
Question. What does a man suggest?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation one. Hi, Shelley. Come on in.
Yeah, I stopped by to see if you were still looking for a roommate to share your house.
Yeah, I sure am. Ever since I cut back on my working hours to go to school, I've been really strapped for cash. Hey, let me show you around the place. Here's the living room.
Oh, it looks like you could use a new carpet. And those stains?
Well, I've had a few problems with some former roommates. I know it needs to be cleaned, but I just don't have the money to do it right now.
Oh, and what about the kitchen?
Right this way. Look, it's completely furnished with all the latest appliances except, well, the refrigerator door is broken. A little bit. And it won't shut all the way. It needs fixing, but don't worry. I've pushed a box against it to keep it shut.
Great. Well, how about the bathroom? No, don't tell me. The toilet's clogged or the sink has a few leaks?
No, those work fine. Well, there's another slight problem, the windows. I've put a piece of cardboard to keep out the rain and snow, and if it gets a little cold, you can always turn up the heat.
Hey, I think I've seen enough. I can't believe you've survived under these conditions.
So, what do you think? You really can't beat a place like this for $450 a month. So it has its problems, but we can fix those.
No, thank you. I think I've seen enough. Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 19. Why does the man need to share his apartment with a roommate? Which of the following statements is true about the man's house? 21. What has the man done to temporarily fix the refrigerator door? 22. What will Shelley probably do after she's seen the place?
2.
Did you go to the match on Saturday, Bill?
No, Ellis. I listened to the commentary instead. Sounded pretty exciting, I must say.
You must be joking. Well, it was pretty dull, really.
How did it go, then? I should have thought the Gunners did well to win over the Wolves in their present form.
Yes, I suppose they did. But 2-1 didn't do them justice. They should have had at least 3 in the first half and another 2 in the second. How far do you think Wolves will go?
I suppose it all depends on how they shape up after Christmas. Remember what happened last year?
I'll say I do. I'm not likely to forget it. I've never seen such a shame. To think they were in the top 3 for most of the time before Christmas, and then the way they came down. I just don't understand what came over them. I can't understand.
I don't know either. Can you really say that? Because they were quite okay until Blake got injured, and then without his influence in the attack, they just couldn't score goals anymore. I think it was simply a matter of the attack being weakened. Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 23. What is true of Saturday's match? 24. How many goals does Alice think the Gunners should have scored? 25. What happened to Wolves that made them come down?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Saving money is a first step towards wealth. Putting money away for the future also supports the banking system. Banks need a supply of savings to provide money for loans. In the United States, people who want to start a savings have many choices. Banks, savings and loans, and credit unions are traditional places to open an account. Credit unions are cooperatives for people who are linked in some way. For example, the members may work for a university or a government agency. Most credit unions are non-profit organizations. Savers have their money guaranteed up to $100,000. Banks and other financial organizations pay interest on savings accounts. But the interest rates are low. Certificates of deposit are another way to save. They pay higher interest rates. With a certificate of deposit, a person agrees not to withdraw an amount of money for a period of time. The term could be 3 months, or it could be several years. Longer terms and larger amounts pay higher interest. People can withdraw their money early, but at a cost. Another way to save is through a money market fund. This is a kind of mutual fund. Mutual funds invest money from many people. Money market funds pay higher interest than savings accounts. The money is usually placed in short-term government securities. Money market funds, however, may not be federally guaranteed like other kinds of savings.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. 26. What are the traditional places to open an account in the United States? Question 27. Which group can form a credit union? Question 28. Which way of saving may not be federally guaranteed?
Passage 2. From the beginning of human history, people have used oils from seeds and nuts. Most of the time, these oils are used as food, especially in cooking. But sometimes they have other uses. For example, oils are found in paint and in cleaning products like soap. Oil is separated from seeds by using pressure. A machine called a press is often used. Sometimes it is surprising to learn how much oil the seeds contain. Sesame, cotton and sunflower seeds, for example, all contain at least 50% oil. Soybean is an important seed around the world, but it is only 20% oil, so chemicals are needed to release oil from soybeans. The first step in pressing the oil from seeds is to crush the seeds between two stones. A cloth container or bag is filled with the crushed seeds. Then the bag is hung up. Some of the oil will flow out of the bag and can be collected. But some oil will remain in the crushed seeds inside the bag. The easiest way to get the rest of the oil out is to place heavy rocks on the crushed material. Oil can also be collected with small, hand-operated machines. Small presses are important in areas where electricity or gasoline cannot be used. They are also a good way to test if a local market for oil exists.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. 29. What use of oil is not mentioned in the passage? Thirty. How much oil does soybean contain? 31. Which of the following is best title for the passage?
Passage 3. For good or bad, computers are now part of our daily lives. With the price of a small home computer now being lower, experts predict that before long, all schools and businesses and most families in the rich parts of the world will own a computer of some kind. Among the general public, computers arouse strong feelings. People either love them or hate them. The computer lovers talk about how useful computers can be in business, in education, and in the home. Apart from all the gains, you can do your accounts on them, use them to control your central heating, and in some places even do your shopping with them. Computers, they say, will also bring some leisure, as more and more unpleasant jobs are taken over by computerized robots. The haters, on the other hand, argue that computers bring not leisure but unemployment. They worry too that people who spend all their time talking to computers will forget how to talk to each other. And anyway, they say, what's wrong with going shopping and learning languages in a classroom with real teachers? But their biggest fear is that computers may eventually replace human beings altogether.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. 32. What is the main idea of this passage? 33. What is not mentioned in the passage about computers? 34. What is the biggest fear of the computer haters? 35. What's the speaker's attitude towards computers?
3. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
It's difficult to imagine the sea ever running out of fish. It's so vast, so deep, so mysterious. Unfortunately, it's not bottomless. Overfishing
coupled with destructive fishing practices, is killing off the fish and ruining the environment. Destroy the fish and you destroy the fishermen's means of living. At least 60% of the world's commercially important fish species are already overfished or fished to the limit. As a result, governments have had to close down some areas of the sea to commercial fishing. Big, high-tech fleets ensure that everything in their path is pulled out of the water. Anything too small or the wrong thing is thrown back either dead or dying. That's an average of more than 20 million metric tons every year. When you consider that equals a quarter of the world's catch, you begin to see the size of the problem. In some parts of the world, for every kilogram of prawns caught, up to 15 kilograms of unsuspecting fish and other marine wildlife die, simply for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. True, some countries are beginning to deal with this problem, but it's vital we find the rational ways of fishing, before every ocean becomes a dead sea. It would make sense to give the fish enough time to recover, grow to full size, and reproduce, then catch them in a way that doesn't kill other innocent sea life.
Now, the passage will be read again.
It's difficult to imagine the sea ever running out of fish. It's so vast, so deep, so mysterious. Unfortunately, it's not bottomless. Overfishing, coupled with destructive fishing practices, is killing off the fish and ruining the environment. Destroy the fish and you destroy the fishermen's means of living. At least 60% of the world's commercially important fish species are already overfished or fished to the limit. As a result, governments have had to close down some areas of the sea to commercial fishing. Big, high-tech fleets ensure that everything in their path is pulled out of the water. Anything too small or the wrong thing is thrown back either dead or dying. That's an average of more than 20 million metric tons every year. When you consider that equals a quarter of the world's catch, you begin to see the size of the problem. In some parts of the world, for every kilogram of prawns caught, up to 15 kilograms of unsuspecting fish and other marine wildlife die, simply for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. True, some countries are beginning to deal with this problem, but it's vital we find the rational ways of fishing. Before every ocean becomes a dead sea. It would make sense to give the fish enough time to recover, grow to full size, and reproduce. then catch them in a way that doesn't kill other innocent sea life.
Now, the passage will be read for the third time.
It's difficult to imagine the sea ever running out of fish. It's so vast, so deep, so mysterious. Unfortunately, it's not bottomless. Overfishing, coupled with destructive fishing practices, is killing off the fish and ruining the environment. Destroy the fish and you destroy the fishermen's means of living. At least 60% of the world's commercially important fish species are already overfished or fished to the limit. As a result, governments have had to close down some areas of the sea to commercial fishing. Big, high-tech fleets ensure that everything in their path is pulled out of the water. Anything too small or the wrong thing is thrown back either dead or dying. That's an average of more than 20 million metric tons every year. When you consider that equals a quarter of the world's catch, you begin to see the size of the problem. In some parts of the world, for every kilogram of prawns caught, up to 15 kilograms of unsuspecting fish and other marine wildlife die, simply for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. True, some countries are beginning to deal with this problem, but it's vital we find the rational ways of fishing, before every ocean becomes a dead sea. It would make sense to give the fish enough time to recover, grow to full size, and reproduce, then catch them in a way that doesn't kill other innocent sea life.
This is the end of listening comprehension.